Dozens of Syracuse area residents gathered in front of City Hall Thursday to mark a somber moment in world history, the 75th anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. WAER's Scott Willis reports the words of a survivor and longtime Syracuse resident were heard for the first time.
83-year-old Miro Hirano was 8 years old and with her grandmother 400 miles away from Nagasaki on August 9, 1945. Her statement was read by Bonnie Schultz.
It was a sunny, blue sky morning, though nobody knew what had happened. On that date, I saw a flush of blinding light in the sky with a bombing sound from afar, and suddenly the sky turned into grayish white. Then the whole sky spread into jet black ink. The whole world was caved into darkness and eerily dead silence. Not one sound after that happened. I was scared to death, sensing that something very bad had happened in the sky and on Earth.
The horrific aftermath of the bombing, ongoing nuclear proliferation, and the increasing threat of nuclear devastation are the motivation behind the grassroots group Back from the Brink, which aims to change U.S. nuclear weapons policy. Mayor Ben Walsh says he didn't hesitate to pledge his support and issued a proclamation.
There are some issues that are bigger than all of us and that impact all of us. And that's the case when it comes to nuclear proliferation. Especially at a time when we're struggling with a global pandemic, I think that we have a greater understanding and sensitivity to how we are all interconnected in this world and how our actions in one community or one country can impact everyone across the world.
Syracuse Common Councilors will take up their own resolution in the weeks ahead to pledge their support, joining 32 other municipalities. Councilor Joe Driscoll knows there will be pushback from some residents, telling lawmakers to pay attention to potholes and garbage.
We as councilors also have to be aware of national issues when they affect our constituents locally. A possible nuclear winter or the destruction of my constituents is an issue that's relevant to me as a councilor, and it's an issue that's relative to us in city government as well.
More than 250 health, environmental, academic, peace, faith, and justice organizations have endorsed Back from the Brink. Mayor Walsh agrees that $2 million spent every hour on nuclear weapons in the U.S. can be put to better use, especially now.
At a time when we're struggling to secure resources to help those most in need and most disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, to see the trillions of dollars that are being spent to maintain and build our nuclear arsenal, it just defies common sense.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.